How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello.
Oh, Tom, we have so much to talk about.
So much to talk about. Suze, what a weekend we had.
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
Should we start at the very beginning? Because it's a very good place to start.
I think we should, Suze. Well, go on. You lead it.
Well, we stayed overnight, didn't we, at Sea Containers, which is a very nice hotel on the South Bank.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
For those that don't know this, who aren't across our Instagram, which is loads of you. Because I imagine a lot of you are too good for Instagram. Mm. Together, we hosted the BAFTA red carpet.
I'm not trying to ruin this moment. I'm just adjusting the screen because it's plugged in. But the wire they give you on iPads is so pathetic.
That's okay. Why don't you just get comfortable and don't worry about the visuals?
Okay. I've just realized you've got a lovely close-up on my shins there. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
I do.
Not to ruin the moment. Sorry.
No, I think it's quite sexy. I like how the sun is sort of caressing your leg hair.
Oh, thanks. What's left of it? You know, cheap socks have done a lot of damage over the years.
Well, that's what I'm like with jeans. That's why I'm in so much trouble with the wax because of my legs. Because the hair always breaks and then it's harder to get the hair out.
Oh, I didn't realize this.
Well, this is the things that I'm dealing with, Tom. This is how hard my life is.
Gosh, people have no idea.
So what I was about to say is that on Sunday, we hosted the BAFTA red carpets. BAFTA Television Awards with P&O Cruises, red carpet.
Red carpet. It was a real delight.
It was a real delight.
To be doing it with you, Suze, I have to say.
Oh, thank you, Tom. It was such a joy. So we stayed overnight at Sea Containers.
We did.
Saw... Friends.
Friends
of yours who I think have become friends of mine.
Friends of yours, yeah.
Lily from America, who long-time listeners of the show might remember. She was there when I was sick in the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I poisoned myself with alcohol.
Poison.
Pride.
Absolute poison.
So she has great memories of me from 6 years ago.
Don't worry, she's not judging.
She's not. I love Lily's vibe.
Yeah, she's really not.
I feel like she never ages. I feel like she's been 55 forever. Is that right?
You'd be delighted to hear that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hope she hears that. Yeah.
Is 55 good for her?
She just turned 60. So yeah.
Great. Yeah. Maybe I'll say 50. I think she's 50 forever. And friend of the show, Alexa, who we love.
Yes. And Lily's friend Dan, who was in from New York. And they were stopping by. They'd been to Whitstable. Alexa took them to Whitstable for the day.
I love Alexa. I feel like I really need to like make headway with that friendship.
Absolutely.
I think I need to pressure her into a closer friendship between us. Because when I said to Alice, I saw Alexa. Alice said, I really love Alexa. We should see her more. We're thinking of cutting you out.
Cut out the middleman. Go straight
to it. And going straight to the source.
Good for you. Yeah, she'd love it. She'd love that.
But we had a lovely time, didn't we? Great service.
Great service. Lovely people working in that bar. Shout out to them. At the
Sea Containers.
Sea Containers, yeah. Overlooking the river.
A very nice place.
It wasn't too busy. It was just a nice side of busy. It was buzzy.
It was buzzy, not busy.
Buzzy, not busy, right?
Love that. You had some sort of cocktail.
I had, like a sort of gimlet cocktail, which was beautiful, very red, a lovely glass.
Yes, quite dramatic.
Like myself. What did you have? Did you have a glass of wine?
I had a glass of very cold, dry wine.
Oh, classic you.
Because, well, you know, of course, she loves to anxiety. So I thought, I'm only going to have one drink with dinner. Because we had the big job the next day. I didn't want to have a bad night's sleep.
Very wise.
So I thought one drink and then you meant to have one drink and then you can leave it 2 hours and then you can fall asleep. And it was all fine. I didn't have anxiety the next day.
I didn't know that.
Apparently, if you leave it a couple of hours, it's sort of out of you. It doesn't screw so much with your sleep.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So I had a dry glass of very cold wine, which is...
Or a cold glass of very dry wine.
I don't like it too dry.
Okay. So dry, there's nothing in it.
It's just, I mean, it was dry afterwards because I drank it. I drank the glass dry. But it was very lovely, wasn't it?
With a little bit of something to eat after.
Oh yeah, that was nice.
And then we retired.
We retired. And so we're going into a home.
We're going to together. A home. Perfect.
It was nice. It was nice. And then we got up the next day and off we went.
Yeah. And away we go. Yeah. It was very nice, wasn't it? And we had, we got there to the festival hall. Lovely people looking after us.
Shout out to Alice, who was looking after me. Not my wife, a different Alice.
Different Alice and Jasmine.
Yes, they were great.
They were brilliant. And everyone was
really
nice.
It's all very... Now, is officious the right word? Does that mean sort of official?
Yeah, or efficient, I was going to say.
Myself. Efficient, yeah, because officious sort of sounds like people are being rude, which they weren't. No. It was all really like, here's your lanyard, you're doing this, we're taking you to this.
Yes, very slick.
I felt quite looked after, which I liked.
Mm. We had a lovely getting ready time and just finishing going through our notes.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people to meet and you have to sort of be across it all.
Yes, it was quite... There were a lot of people. I mean, unsurprisingly, there's a lot of famous people at the BAFTAs.
There's a lot of people. They love to come and have a chat. I was very thrilled that they did.
Oh, same. We should shout out to Sam Coughlin, who did our makeup.
Oh, Sam Coughlin of Coughlin's Bakery.
Of course. Is it Coughlin or Coughlin?
I would maybe say Coughlin. But maybe it's Coughlin.
I think it's Coughlin. But that's dyslexia. But Sam won't mind. She's great. Mm. Shout out to their bakery as well, Coughlin's.
She gave us this lovely gold under the eye.
I love those gold.
I don't know what they were. I don't know what make them of it.
They're jelly.
Jelly ones. Cool.
Jelly under the eyes. It does make you feel, it makes you feel like your face is really improving.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And then once we've done that.
We had some photos taken.
Photos, which I'm very much looking forward to seeing.
I can't wait to see. They call it portraiture, don't they?
Oh, yes. They call it portraiture. And then... And then we were on the carpet doing our little opening link. And then we were there ready to interview people.
Yeah, it was great fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. Oh, I loved it all. It was. I felt really excited the whole time.
It's quite a whirlwind because you sort
it
of...
It really is. You don't...
People after people after people.
Your feet sort of don't touch the ground for about 2.5 hours. It's just sort of constant, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You look very nice. You went for a brown tux.
I went for a brown dinner jacket. And I thought that would be nice.
Do you know what? I thought it was a little warmer, not in temperature. You know, I thought it's just a little warmer, isn't it, than black?
Oh, I see. Well, yes. I suppose, I mean, I could have just worn black, really. Not just, but I've often worn black before. So I suppose I thought I'll vary it up a little bit. Last time I was doing something similar, I wore white. But I thought, I don't want to do that again. Maybe I should have done it again. It's warm enough.
No, I think it's nice to shake it up. The thing with white is that you look like a captain, which that is a positive, by the way. That's not a negative. That's a positive.
True, true. Suze, your dinner jacket I thought was absolutely phenomenal.
Well, Tom, thank you for saying that. I had a suit from The Couples, which is a very nice brand. They didn't give it to me. I bought it just in case anyone thinks it's a product placement. It's not. Although, if they do want to place some product, I'm very up for it.
She's open to it.
I'm very up to it. But yes, it was a very nice tuxedo. From The Couples. And I had a bra issue. So I had to go sans bra.
Oh, Suze. Didn't know.
I love that you were in the room while I was doing that and you didn't even notice.
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Didn't even notice. I had to put these little things over my nipples. Is this too crude? Is this crude? No, I don't think it is. It's so they don't sort of rub. It's like if you're doing the marathon.
Oh, you get people get chafing, don't they?
Well, yeah, you don't want chafing on you.
Oof, ow.
Anyway, so I had it all going on. They're called pasties, for those that are interested. And then I had to have some tit tape, which I realised the night before, had to text Flo, dear Flo, and say, I need some tit tape. Can you ask Sam to bring tit tape?
Of course. I'm sure Sam already had it in the bag. She must have.
It was already in the bag. Of course she did.
Taped up plenty.
Listen, if she's not taping tits, I don't know what she's doing.
Oh my goodness. It's like that present wrapping room that apparently Mariah Carey has. That's Sam Coughlin's life. Just taping up boobs.
Taping up people's boobs.
Yeah, that's my...
Yeah, I did think that it was weird that she put, you know, some of those Christmas bows on my nipples. That's what they were.
You did that streaming.
It was very festive.
She did that streaming thing with ribbons, didn't she? As well, which I thought was unusual.
Yes, that was strange. Oh, producer Emma's just put pasties and pasties.
Oh my goodness. Very Sam, good. You've got it all. It's a great
Very
tagline.
Very good. And then we interviewed people, Tom. It was so exciting. There were so many people.
Back to back to back. It was very exciting. You meet people from, like, they might be people who work in entertainment, followed by somebody who works in drama, somebody works in comedy, somebody works in the news. It's relentless, really.
Yeah. I went from, like, the cast of The Split, which is a show that I love. So I was really excited.
You're obsessed.
I really love The Split. And so I got a bit, but they were so lovely because they were, they also hadn't been to the BAFTAs. And I think they were like, oh my God, this is all so exciting. And they were just a very good person to start with.
Oh yeah.
Because obviously I was, Tom Deere has done this before, but I hadn't. So I was feeling, sort of confident, like I'm allowed to be here. I'm good at what I do. I'm allowed to do this. But also part of me was going, don't fuck it up.
Voices are so helpful, aren't they?
You know, the voices.
But you couldn't really.
No, I know. I know. But you know, you just worry, don't you? You just want to do a good job. Mm. And then when the girls from The Split came up, I was thrilled because I was like, I know this show really well. I've watched all the series and the special where they went to Italy, I think. So I was like, I know the show. I know them. I really love it. And they were both super warm. And that was a really lovely way to start because then I felt like I'd got my confidence up.
Oh, yeah. Well, it does take it. I was the same. I think it takes that first one to really get in the groove of it.
Who was your first person?
Diane Buswell.
Oh.
Who danced with Chris McCoskey.
From Strictly. She seems nice.
Absolutely delightful.
Yeah, really I've never wonderful. Met her, but she seems great.
Really lovely. And obviously her and Chris have a great rapport and they have their podcast. And that she was just delightful. Yeah, just a nice person to talk to. And I think as well, I mean, there is still that sense of, like you're going to be sort of intimidated by people, but everybody's just people. And I think that's hard to, I find that hard to remember sometimes.
Well, my next person, don't worry guys, we're not going to go through it person by person. It's just by coincidence. My next person was Joseph Fiennes.
Oh my goodness. I mean, there's so many clangs.
There's so many clangs. Honestly, my clang clangeth over.
Oh, yeah. Ring out the bells upon this day of days.
The bells.
I sang in Les Mis. No, that was a quote from Les Mis.
I know. And I was being
Notre Dame. Sorry.
Now, obviously, Joseph Fiennes, a legend of the theatre.
Oh, yeah.
A family sort of, is he in a dynasty? When is it a dynasty? Is it just him and his brother or has he got, are there loads of them?
I think it's just him and his brother, but I mean, they are quite, okay. I mean, I feel like that's enough to be a dynasty, isn't it?
I would say so. So I was like, oh my gosh. And obviously I've seen him in loads of stuff.
Oh, you know.
And he's really good and terrifying in Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in Shakespeare in Love.
And he's terrifying in that as well, of course. But anyway, he was so charming, so warm. I sort of said beforehand, oh, hi, I'm Susie. I'm just going to ask you a few questions just about, I was going to ask you about the theatre that's now going into a movie. And he was like, yes, of course. And then we had a really nice chat. And then we spoke about how he's just done Dear England, which is the Gareth Southgate play. And I said, it must have been nice to sort of bring people to the theatre who hadn't been before. Because it's coming to them via football. You know, maybe theatre isn't something that they think is for them. Then we had this really lovely conversation about how, you know, theatre's for everyone. And he was so warm. And I didn't expect him to be cold, but I just thought he was very generous.
Do you think they could do like a drag version of it and call it Queer England?
Yes.
I hope they do that.
And me too. And you're going to play...
All of the parts.
All of the parts. Yeah. It's a one-man show, 17 parts. I think you'd be very good at it.
I haven't come to see it, actually. Mainly because it's about...
Yeah, well, they're making it into a movie, so you can just do it from home now.
I can't see it. I'll just get it on video. But he seemed nice. I'm glad you had a nice chat with him.
Yeah, he was very nice.
And it's funny, isn't it, as well, how in those moments, even though it's quite rushed, you can actually have quite profound chats.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So yeah, we just had a lovely time, didn't we, Tom? We just had such a nice time. Who else did you meet? Who else were you excited to talk to?
Well, I was very excited to talk to Anna Maxwell-Martin.
Oh, yeah. I just sort of watched that interview because I love her, and I didn't do the, oh my God, you're so amazing. And I'm sort of pleased that I didn't.
Oh, well, no. Well, she's very funny. And yes. And then shortly afterwards, I met Monica Dolan.
But, clang.
I was delighted to meet her as well. I mean, everybody I met there was very nice.
Yeah, agreed.
Very nice people, and everybody in a good mood. I thought that was what was lovely about it. And everybody is sort of slightly apprehensive about it, but having a nice time. But I was, very, very pleased to have a chat with so many people.
Yes.
And it was such a beautiful day, wasn't it? It was so sunny.
It really was. It was lovely. And we were quite lucky because we were slightly shaded.
We were slightly, well, you might have been. I mean, I felt like I was in the sun.
Were you on fire?
Basically, yeah. Did you have a bit of shade where you were?
I don't know. We were underneath that sort of plastic, weren't we?
Yes, I was going to say, I felt like that made it hotter.
Oh, really? Well, the thing was, Tom, you must remember, I had nothing on underneath other than my pasties and my tit tape.
She only had a bit of sellotape and a pasty on. So,
a little Cornish over each nip.
A little Cornish. I was just very conscious of it falling on my pate, I believe is the word, is it? To the top of your head.
Of course.
And so I was very conscious of that, very glad of the SPF I was wearing. It was quite warm, but it was, and then it all flies by, and then suddenly you look at your watch and you realize, well, you turn around and there's like, the red carpet is empty.
No one left.
And there's no one left.
Yeah.
And it's 4:30.
But there was a point where there was like a queue, and you're thinking to yourself, oh God, okay, there's Jessica Gunning and there's Nicola Coughlan and they're queuing. We're making them queue. Yeah. And oh God, and now the queue is even longer. And then all of a sudden,
they're there.
It's all done.
They're all there. Yeah. We weren't making them queue as well, Susie. You know, it's the system.
No, of course.
Don't ever feel
it's the system.
Feel like that.
Sometimes you've just got to own who you are. Don't you think, Tom?
Honestly, it's the most freeing feeling to just say, this is me, take it or leave it.
Especially in moments when you'd normally feel a little self-conscious, which we'll be talking about now. Own Your Moment, brought to you by Tenor. Well, actually, Tom, this is something that I can talk about right now. I am just about to have a book come out. The book is about anxiety, and I am talking a lot about having anxiety, and I guess I'm just having to own it that bit more, being a bit more open about it. But you know what you find? When you talk about things more, when you express how you're feeling about things, it does actually make it easier. I find the more that I talk about anxiety and the more I accept it, the more I feel okay about the fact that I have it. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, Suze.
Tom, when was the last time you felt really self-conscious?
I remember having my trunks ripped off by the sea.
Oh my goodness.
On a very rough day in Tenerife. And it was only as I came out of the sea that I realized that the whole beach was facing me. And I had to really stride that out, let me tell you.
Tom.
Oh, yeah.
What other choices you had? You have to just own it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You just had to own it. It was a new... We'd ended up on this nudist beach because the hotel receptionist had recommended it as a nice one to go to, which didn't mention it was a nudist beach. Well, obviously, I was going to keep my trunks on. And then the sea had other plans. But anyway, that's life, isn't it?
That's life. Well, with all that in mind, we want to get out there and live life without hesitation, no matter your insecurities, which brings us to our sponsor, Tenor. Their new and improved Silhouette underwear is discreetly designed for those who suffer with bladder weakness, providing award-winning protection so you can find that confidence and keep owning your moment. And if you have your own stories to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Just send them to hello@likemindedfriendspod.com for a chance to be featured in a future episode. Jessica Gunning.
Oh, yes, so nice, isn't she? You met her before.
I've met her once before and she was lovely. I literally went up to her at the Attitude Awards and said, are you sick of people telling you how brilliant you are? And she burst out laughing and said, no. And I said, then let me tell you, you're brilliant, and walked off.
That's nice. Who wouldn't like that?
Who wouldn't like that? And so she did that enormously generous thing of going, Susie, so nice to see you again.
Oh.
And gave me a hug. And that was
so
really
kind. Such a good person.
She's so kind. I mean, she has won all the awards.
She has. She has, hasn't she? Yeah.
She's won everything now. Like a Golden Globe, an Emmy.
A Grammy.
Like a Grammy. The Nobel Peace Prize.
What is it? Like an ingot is the one, isn't it, that American people seem to like. Is it ingot?
A No, what is it? It's a Tony, an Emmy,
an Oscar,
a Golden Globe, and an Oscar. An ogre? Oh, what is it? Oh, I bet Emma knows.
EGOT.
EGOT. Emmy, Grammy.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Tony.
So what would our equivalent be? Like RTS, BAFTA.
RTS, BAFTA.
TV Quick
Awards. They're all
consonants, though, annoyingly. They can't.
Yeah, they're quite hard. They'll end up sounding like an articulation exercise.
But still.
But she's got them
she's
all.
She's got them all. She's got them all. And then we went and watched the ceremony, and that was nice. Finally sit down.
Well, and of course, Alison Alf were there.
Yeah, Alison Alf joined us. And we were in the Royal Box, if you don't mind.
We were in the Royal Box, if you don't mind. Alison Alfie turned up. They met before we could meet them.
Yes.
Because we were still working. Alf, they went and had some champagne.
Alf made sure he waited. He made sure he wanted Alice to...
Oh, he waited for Alice like a true gent.
Oh, he's very, very gentlemanly. But they both looked wonderful. So stunning. And Alice's
outfit. They really did.
I love her. I love that tie. I thought that was very cool.
She wore a shirt and tie with a high-waisted long black skirt.
Beautiful.
Which I thought looked very chic.
Very nice. The only thing that was frustrating was that we only saw them really at the ceremony when you have to sort of not talk. So
yeah.
That was my only regret, really.
And I found it very exciting to be at the ceremony.
Oh, yeah. It was great, wasn't it? Alan Cumming did a great job.
I thought Alan Cumming did a great job.
And you had a chat with Alan as well?
I did. He was so lovely. So warm.
Very warm, isn't he? Very warm person.
And so genuine. You know, he was about to host the BAFTAs. He'd not done it before. I said, how are you feeling? He said, quite nervous.
Mm.
It's good to remind yourself, isn't it? That
you're allowed to feel.
You know, he's done Broadway. He's done the West End. He's done massive American TV shows. He does
movies.
The Traitors US. You know, he's an enormous, maybe even a bigger star in the States than he is here.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, he's...
Maybe.
You know, and to think, he's nervous as well. It's a good reminder, isn't it? We all get it.
We all get nervous sometimes, yeah. It's true, yeah. That's a good point, isn't it? Because I think sometimes, I don't know, there's a sense of... We can get in our minds this sense of like, oh, well, they've got it all sorted. They know what they're doing there.
I bet they don't feel like this, but then they do.
The chances are, if you're feeling it, everybody else probably feels it too.
Oh, Tom, that's nice. You should put that on a cushion.
I might do that, actually.
Put it on a cushion.
I had a nice chat with Marisha Wallace, who'd just been to Snappy Snaps, because she'd got her passport picked up. She was there with Billy Porter, and Billy Porter was saying, what's Snappy Snaps? And then we had to explain. It's like a place where you can get your photos developed. And
oh, Tom, only you would have a conversation with Billy Porter about Snappy Snaps.
I said they used to do it. Well, I did say you can get your photos done on a mouse pad. But I don't think mouse pads exist anymore. But I don't know if they still do them.
What's a mouse pad? Oh, you can put your photo on the mouse pad. Yes, of course. Or a key ring. I would like a key ring of her.
Jigsaw? Maybe a jigsaw?
That'd be nice.
Or a pillow or a cushion. All manner of calendars they do, I think. They used to. I'm saying that. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time, wasn't there? There was a time when there was a Snappy Snap in sort of every supermarket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My mum actually worked in a Snappy Snap once.
Did she?
Yeah. In Sainsbury's. Maybe in Haven. It doesn't matter exactly where. And a man brought in a disposable camera and they were pictures of his genitals.
Oh no.
I know. Some people.
Some people. Well, I'm sorry you had that experience.
Well, I didn't, but Anne Ruffle did, and I think she just laughed at him.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well,
you know, that's a strange thing to do. Taking photos of your genitals, I would say, has the digital revolution has really changed that for people. Now they don't have to get them printed off.
That must be very different. Yeah. It's a very different
experience
for people, isn't it? Yeah. life. I mean, the world has really changed, but yes.
The world is changing. Maybe we shouldn't talk about this while we're talking about the BAFTAs. But it was a great time. And do you know what else I felt, Tom?
What's it?
Well, first of all, I loved the ceremony. Of course, I've never been before, so it felt very exciting to be there and be part of it. And then I thought the food was very good.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought the food was lovely because food en masse can sometimes not be good.
That starter thing, I don't know what it was, but it was nice.
It was very nice. Yeah, I couldn't work out what it was. Something to do with radishes?
Maybe pickled radishes or something. It felt very healthy.
It did feel quite healthy.
And then a chicken
with a little pie. Nice.
Yeah, with a little pie on the side, which was lovely.
Yeah.
But a highlight for me was the trifle.
I love a trifle, me.
Don't trifle with me, BAFTA.
Don't trifle with me, BAFTA.
It was great, wasn't it? It was great.
That's funny. Did you stay late?
Not very. No, not very, same. About 12.
Very good. I was about 11, which means we're probably home about the same time.
Yeah, probably. It was quite a long, not in a bad way, but it's quite an intense day. So I think we were ready for our bed.
Yes, yes. And you feel like you're sort of on, but not in a bad way, but just you're doing the job and then afterwards you're chatting to people and... Mm-hmm.
And lots of lovely people to see and everything, but...
Oh, gosh, yeah. People that I didn't even know, like I looked on Instagram the next day and I was like, oh, people, friends were there that I didn't even see. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But yes, what a lovely experience. What a lovely experience. Some nice cocktails. They did the whole of the Royal Festival Hall at the front. It was all sort of cordoned off. And I thought that was really nice to see over the Thames.
Oh, yeah. It was a delightful setting, wasn't it? On a lovely sunny day.
Yeah, because it feels sort of, I suppose, especially for the people that are nominated in like the international category. Mm. You know, it feels very London, doesn't it? You can see the London Eye. You could see Big Ben. You can see the National Theatre. It was really lovely. Mm. A joy.
You might say. Absolutely. It was perfect. It was all very perfect.
And then yesterday I felt fucking knackered all day. I felt like my social battery had been...
Social batteries are things, Suze. Yeah, we must be better with them, mustn't we?
Do you have an opportunity to charge your social battery today?
No. But...
oh, Tom. You're solar powered, though.
Yeah, I'm solar powered, so I stay outside. Yeah. I did my window boxes yesterday, though, when I got in.
Oh,
so
well, that's good.
That.
Mm, that's good.
That's good. And then I've got... Friday afternoon and Saturday to myself. So I'm just, to be honest, I'm just glad I've got some work out of the way and then not the BAFTA stuff, other stuff, but I've got that out of the way. And now I can just be a bit more present, you know, when you've sort of got stuff going on. And I know we're all busy. It's good to be busy, but it's just, you know, being present is quite difficult. I think when you're like, I've got to get this thing done.
Mm. That's why Mariah Carey has her presence room.
So she can be present. Mm. Susie, that is such a great way to round this off.
This has been so lovely. Tom, it was such a joy to do that with you. As my like-minded friends won't be surprised to hear, you really held my hand and I appreciate that, dear. Sort of literally and metaphorically.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's kind of you to say. I thought you absolutely smashed it. You're so genuine and so good with people. I just thought you did such a great job.
Oh, well, listen, let's stop this back patting for
let's
everyone
stop
to hear.
It. But it's all on YouTube, on the BAFTA YouTube channel.
Yes, please watch it on YouTube. Share it. There's some pickies going up of us as well. Mm, some nice pictures from the portraitures.
The portraiture. Have a look. All right. Wonderful.
May I remind people my book is available from June 5th. If you would like to pre-order, that would be wonderful.
The 5th of June. My goodness.
You can do it online. You can go into your local bookshop. Yes, that would be wonderful. And the tour is also on sale. Quite a lot of the dates are sold out or close to selling out. So if you want to come along to that, I would love that too. It's always special to have some like-minded friends in the crowd.
Absolutely.
But that's it.
Well, that's it, everyone. But you just all keep enjoying the sunshine.
Oh, yes.
And
remember to solar power yourself.
Solar power yourself. Take some time for your social battery, please.
Please.
And that's what we're here for. It's true, though, isn't it? Actually, having a little couple of hours, maybe just walking in some grass, tending to some flowers and plants, do the world of good.
Do the world of good, if you can. If you can, do.
The power of good. My name would say that. Do you the power of good.
Oh, is that an Irish thing?
Maybe. Maybe listeners can tell us. That'll do you the power of good.
Oh, I like that. Well, listen, if I don't see you through the window.
See you through the week. All right, everybody.
All right,
bye for now. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.